Mutasato, the packed courtroom, he had nothing against Madiro and Mabika, who pleaded not guilty to the charge preferred against them, having earlier greeted the two before the trial began. Madiro and Mabika are accused of stealing 10 cattle sourced on behalf of the 21st February movement to prepare for celebrations to mark President Mugabe's 88th birthday last year. Mutasa said it was untrue that the two were being politically persecuted by heavyweights in the province. Mutasa said the two committed an offense by converting what was not theirs to personal use. He said he was friends with the two and did nothing against them. ZANU-PF, he said, expects accountability from all its leaders, adding it would be a serious offense to look the other way as this would encourage chaos. Van Hoe, who is representing the two, said the beasts were at farm number 39 in Midlusabi, but Mutasa maintained they should have been surrendered way back to their owners after the celebrations if they were leftovers from the party. Three of the 10 beasts have allegedly been slaughtered, and Mutasa said a crime was committed because this was done without his authority. Mutasa exchanged jabs with Hove over his position and influence in ZANU-PF. The ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration also refused to answer questions from the defense lawyer on why he failed to make a subsequent police report of stock theft against the two after learning of the missing cattle. ZANU-PF Youth Chairperson Absalom Skosana also testified in court, stating he was not aware of the political dynamics of Manicaland province, adding he would not answer questions connected to factionalism. He said he was not involved with Madiro and Mabika during the preparations of the 2012 21st February movement celebrations, but had worked with suspended youth chairperson Tawanda Mkodza. Broadcaster Super Collins Mandiwanzira, who is also the ZANU-PF Manicaland Provincial Secretary for Finance, told the court he released funds to pay for the 10 cattle, adding that was his only involvement with the case. He said as a party practice, there was nothing wrong with the beast being used for another event, as is alleged to have happened in this case. General Matsikidze appeared for the state. The trial continues tomorrow when more witnesses will be called to the stand. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.